This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, I've been pretty frustrated, I'm not going to lie. Everything that has transpired up until this point has just been disappointing and frustrating. I've wanted to continue my career here. I've created my life here. You know, my wife and I have bought our first home here. So this has been somewhere where I've always wanted to be. And
Terry McLaurin yesterday, if you were listening to the show, we ended up carrying his press conference, which he held after an Eastern Motors commercial shoot. We did not have a chance to respond to what we heard, but I will do that shortly. Good morning, everybody. Joe Theismann's going to be on the show today at 11 a.m. We'll certainly get Joe's thoughts on the Terry McLaurin contract situation. The ESPN coaches, scouts, execs list is out for wide receivers this morning. I won't bury the lead on that. Terry was not in the top 10. I thought yesterday, Max and I talked about that, I think we both thought there was a chance he would be in the top 10, even though he was 22nd last year. He was way outside the top 10 last year. Wasn't even an honorable mention wide receiver and was like the third or fourth receiver listed among the also receiving votes. And they put those in order so you can kind of determine the vote count after the top 10. But, I thought there was still a chance after having, a really good season, his best, his first with a legitimate quarterback, that he might make it into the top 10. I said somewhere between 8 and 10. He ended up not in the top 10. A lot of great receivers, as we have talked about. If you watch the rest of the league, and not just our team, you know the depth at this position around the league. However, he was the first receiver listed on the honorable mention list of the receivers not to make the top 10. He was the first on the honorable mention list, which means he's ranked 11th according to NFL coaches, NFL front office execs, GMs, etc., and NFL scouts. So a good quarterback does make a difference because he moved up 11 spots from where he was last year. We'll get to that list coming up in the show, and I will definitely respond to what Terry said yesterday. Real quickly, Mackenzie Gore, solid last night in his one inning in the All-Star game. James Wood worked the count full in his one at bat before grounding out. The game went to a home run swing off. I will be honest, I had long checked out before that began. But I guess it's the equivalent of like a hockey shootout or penalty kicks in soccer. And Kyle Schwarber, I guess, won it for the National League. I will say this about the All-Star game last night. Number one, I loved that the players were playing in their own team's uniforms. You know, old school, I love that. That looks much better for the All-Star game. And then Clayton Kershaw, mic'd up, was phenomenal. He is one of my favorite athletes in sports. He's got a decent season going. I mean, a lot of people thought he was done. Be interesting to see if, you know, he gets some playoff opportunities come October. Other than that, the uniforms and Clayton Kershaw and watching James Woods at bat and Mackenzie Gore pitch, I was flipping around last night. There was a lot going on last night, you know, NBA Summer League. Not really. Let's get to Terry. All right, because if you watched it, read it, listened to it, you know he's not happy. He's actually more than not happy. He's hurt. He's hurt by this process. You can tell that he is frustrated, disappointed, and, you know, he's feeling the hurt, you know, of a guy that's been through the wars in this organization with some of the worst people you could ever imagine having to work for. In the first season with the new group, really the second season, but the first real season with the new group, there is a standoff in contractual talks and negotiations. I want to play a lot of what he said, a bunch of the cuts, before I give you my reaction to it, because not everybody heard it. And if you've read it, some of it, you know, needs tone. You need to hear him. But I will say this before we start to play some of the cuts. His people, and I don't know if that's his agent or if he's got a PR person, but they did not do him any favors yesterday. That was entirely too long and too repetitive. Washington's PR group, from what I understand, was not a part of this thing. And whoever it was, whether it was his agent or somebody else, did a crappy job in managing this press conference. This should have been 10 minutes max. He had a script, if you noticed, and it just became repetitive and annoying, to be honest with you, from my standpoint. He would have come off much better had that been organized by somebody who knows what they're doing. And he did not have that assistance yesterday. They did not do him, in my opinion, any favors. 10 minutes, tell us how hurt you are, how disappointed you are, how frustrated you are. Pitch yourself a little bit. He oversold for 35 minutes and move on. And it would have been perfect. I was sitting here and I think I said to Max at one point, this is going way too long. Whoever is there on his behalf needs to cut it off now. But they didn't. They just let it going. In fact, we had to bail finally on it because they said two more questions and there were many more than two more questions. But anyway, let's play some of the cuts that we have from Terry. There are a lot of them. We can't play all of them because, again, you know, there are about 17, 18 of them in a 35-minute plus press conference. And his answers are lengthy at times, very lengthy, like a couple of minutes plus at times. But if you didn't hear it or you haven't read it, I do want you to hear it, and I want you to hear the tone. This was Terry talking about there has to be discussions. There needs to be active discussions in a negotiation. He had said that the team and his representatives hadn't talked in a month. Here's what he said.
Well, I think, you know, there has to be some active discussions. You know what I mean? Like I said, we haven't talked in over a month. And obviously with camp around the corner, like it's becoming a little bit of crunch time. And, you know, obviously you want to be in a position where you're building to what we did last year and Jaden and I continue to build along with the offense. And that was the thing, like, before I took a step back, it was things were going great on the field. And, you know, the connection and the offense and the energy was just amazing. And so to see where it was then and where it's at now is definitely disappointing. So I don't necessarily know what happens next, but without any progressive discussions, it's kind of hard to see how I step on the field. So, you know, I'm just trying to take it day by day, honestly, and I know what the value that I bring. And, again, I understand that there's a whole business and things like that, but I know that I'm going to continue to play at a high level. The Lord has blessed me to stay healthy up until this point. I haven't missed a game in 5 years. You know, I haven't missed practices. I block. I play full game. You know what I mean? And so I take extreme care of my body. Anybody in that building knows that whether it's rehab, off the field, I invest a lot of time and money into my body. And I'm going to continue to do that so I could be the best that I can when I step on the football field. So I can't really speculate what happens next. Again, I just got to take things day by day, stay in contact with my agent, and hopefully that we can have some sort of talks that are progressive. But if not, then, you know, then you have to take steps from there.
So that was, you know, a long answer. You can tell, you know, he's frustrated. He wants the sides to be there. He mentioned that he does, you know, I don't know if it was in that bite, but he mentioned that he does want to play here. Look, we all like Terry. We all respect Terry. There isn't any fan that I know of that has it out for Terry McLaurin. He's been one of the most likable players of the last 25 years for this franchise. And what he had to endure, we understand. And he was still a good player. Enduring, you know, all of the investigations and all of the allegations and all of the, you know, disgusting stuff that was going on, you know, with ownership, etc. And he was just, you know, doing his job and being a leader. Terry is first rate. He's first class. Everybody understands that. And he's a really good player. What you'll notice in a lot of these sound bites is, in addition to him being frustrated and disappointed and puzzled, confused at one point, he says, he's pitching himself. He doesn't need to pitch himself. We know he blocks. We know what he is off the field. We know what he is on the field. We know he's, you know, up there, if not number one in contested catch rate. You know, but he wanted, you know, you can tell he's feeling it. Like, I'm not appreciated by these people. And so let me tell you what I've done. This was him on how he'll approach training camp.
If teams don't progress, do you know how you'll approach camp?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I haven't decided that yet. I'm trying to take things day by day. And, you know, I think that's the disappointing part, where I was hoping up until this point things would clear up a lot more than they have. And so I haven't made that decision yet. And I'm just going to see how the rest of this week goes and take it day by day and go from there.
He'd be best served showing up for training camp and holding in. You know, he probably should have done that during minicamp. He should have probably held in during mandatory minicamp and saved himself $104,000. I think that was, in essence, what he'll be fined for missing minicamp. That is how it's handled these days. You know, I would assume and I would hope that his agent is sharp enough to make sure, you know, this is an agent that doesn't have a lot of big clients, just so everybody understands. Terry's pretty much one of his biggest clients. And so hopefully he gets the advice to hold in and not get fined $50K a day if we get to that point on Tuesday. This is another really long answer, but I want to play it because you'll see he kind of twists it to something that I want you to hear at the very end. But he was asked about the Garrett Wilson contract, which we talked about yesterday. If you missed it, Garrett Wilson, the Jets receiver, who came in 10th, by the way, I think, on the list of wide receivers on the ESPN rankings. Garrett Wilson signed a deal, an extension that won't even kick in for a couple of years. He's 24 years old, but it'll pay him $32.5 million average annual, but $90 million guaranteed, fourth highest guaranteed contract in NFL history. I said yesterday, these are two different situations. I think it's apples and oranges. Garrett Wilson is 24 years old and does look like, talent-wise, that he could end up being in that very, very high-level elite category. But just the age alone is a major differentiator. But this was Terry, and he'll get to some other things as part of this long answer. But this was him talking about Garrett Wilson's contract and whether or not it's, you know, defined the market, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, I think, first of all, Garrett Wilson deserves what he was paid. You know, I know I'm a little biased being a Buckeye, but he's a great player, and he brings a lot to his team, and he's fought through adversity as well. And I feel like that his team, not only from the past regime, but, you know, the new regime that they have now, they honor and they see that, and they see what he brings to the team, and they compensate him as such. And so I can't really speculate on how that necessarily affects me. He's different than I am, but at the end of the day, like, what top receivers are compensated in today's NFL, wide receiver ones, I feel like I am that. And I feel like that has displayed itself not only just this cycle of receivers who have signed, but last year, you know. And I know I'm in that category. And so it's just a matter of seeing if it makes sense for myself and if the team feels like it makes sense for them. But, you know, it's hard to say, like, how that transpires from here. But I know I'm deserving of what I'm asking for, and I'm willing to stand firm on that. And, you just kind of got to see where it goes from there. You know, they feel how they feel, and I feel you hope you can come to some sort of understanding and common ground. You know what I mean? I'm not a combative person, but I am someone who's going to stand on my worth and know what I bring to a team. Not because of, oh, I feel that way. It's because what I've proven year, 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 and what I know I will continue to prove, Lord willing, to keep me healthy as I've been. And, you know, the tough part is just missing the time and feeling like you've missed out on building with your teammates and your quarterback and the new additions. And each team and each year is different. So when I feel like, you know, I'm a missing piece of that, you know what I mean? I feel like that definitely affects the team, you know what I mean? And hearing from my teammates and see how they feel. And, you know, they're confused and as well. So it's just not a lot of clarity, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, I just want clarity, you know what I mean? If they don't feel like I'm part of their future, then okay, just tell me that. You know, I'm a grown adult. I can handle hard truths, you know what I mean? What I've been through in my life, I've definitely been through tough things, been through adversity, been through situations where people may not have saw my value, and that's okay, but somebody will, and I'm going to continue to give them my all, whoever feels that way.
Long answer, but you can tell, again, at the end, if I'm not part of the future, tell me, you know? And he, you know, wants to be paid. Look, he's, of course, a number one wide receiver, and he's in, you know, he's in the top third of number one wide receivers. You know, one of the things I wanted to mention, and I didn't yet before we started to play all this sound, unless I've missed it, we still don't have any clear-cut reporting on what he's asking for and what the team's willing to pay. Ian Rappaport, I think yesterday, did report that he wants a deal that is north of $30 million a year. And, you know, if it's 31 or 32, like I've said, I think it's in the 30 to 32 range, somewhere around there, you know, with 60 to 70 guaranteed, something like that. But not much more, in my opinion. We don't, right, Max? We don't have anything definitive from any reporting that says Terry and his agent are asking for this, the team's offering this. This is the divide.
Yeah, I don't really recall anybody coming out with a set specific number. I think there was some report, not I don't want to say report, but like rumors going around that like 28 or something like that. But all these deals that have gotten done, I'm sure that number's gone up. So I mean, we've always guessed like 33 would probably get it done. But yeah, no clear cut reporting yet.
So he was asked if it's surprising that a deal hasn't gotten done, considering the, you know, great season, the good vibes of last year. Here's what he said.
That you're here. It sounds like it's not even just money. Definitely. It's
other aspects. Yeah. Definitely. You know what I mean? It's obviously the compensation, but it's kind of like the confusion. You know what I mean? All year you feel like you're a part of something. You earned the right to be a captain. You were selected by your teammates and coaches and honored of that. Throughout the season, through the ups and the downs, through the growing process of, you know, a new offense, a new coaching staff, a young quarterback, all these things. And I just tried to lead with the right way. I didn't complain. You know what I mean? Things didn't go my way. Like, or we had tough stretches of time. Like, I was knee deep in it with everybody. And coming into the playoff stretch, like, I know I put my best foot forward on and off the field. And so when you have that type of production, when you know how people value you and see you and have told you to your face, and then you see how it's progressed up to this point, that's very disappointing. You feel a little bit confused. And so at this point, I'm just trying to get some clarity on that. Like, just shoot it to me straight, honestly. You know what I mean? But I know what I bring to the table, and I know what I'll continue to bring if given the opportunity. And so, yeah, that's kind of, it's the disappointing part, because you thought it was going to go one way and now you're here. So it's like, how'd that happen? And again, it's big business in the NFL. But also, you know, when a player proves who they are over a course of time, and it's not just myself, but just in general, of NFL players as a whole, when you've proven who you are, you want that to be honored. You want that to be respected. You want that to be valued. And my value is so much more than a dollar amount. And that's how I feel about myself. But I'd be remiss to not acknowledge that in our business, the dollar amount is attached to someone's value. And I just want that to be reflective of who I am.
You know, at one point during this, and it wasn't necessarily there, but he acknowledged that, you know, it's not about what you've done. It's about what you can continue to do. You know, I've talked about this a lot over the years whenever we've gotten into these conversations about contract negotiations. You know, you don't go in and tell your employer to pay you for what you've done. You go in there and you tell your employer that you deserve, you know, X because of what you're about to do. Look, there are different, you know, situations in every negotiation. And in this situation, you know, what's working for him is they're in a window where they want to win a Super Bowl and they're trying to win a Super Bowl. And number two, he's such a popular player among fans and, you know, we believe certainly among the players on the team for sure, that you don't want to treat him disrespectfully, or you don't want the perception to be that you treated him disrespectfully during the process. But you don't get compensated, you know, 99 times out of 100 for what you've done. You know, it's what you're going to do. And he pitches himself, and you heard him pitching himself again there. We know what he is. We know what he is on the field, and we know what he is off the field. I think on the field, there is definitely a case to be made that it can get better, certainly in the short term. You know, last year was year one with the first legitimate quarterback he's played with. What's year two going to be like? Especially with another threat on the field in Deebo Samuel. This was him answering a question about, did the team indicate discussions would progress?
Definitely, and that was a big reason why I came. You know, in 2022, like, that was a completely different situation. But, you know, that during that time, like, I left very early because the communication just wasn't there. And so when I came up into this offseason program of wanting to build on what we did last year first and foremost and be with my teammates, like, that was my intention, and feeling everybody in the building knew how engaged I was. But also there's a business side and component to it, and when you've been communicated that you want to get a deal done, you want to progress, and those aren't happening, like, you know, frankly, like, actions do speak louder than words. And that's the same that goes for me. Like, if I go out and say, I want to be this player, I want to do this and do that, but my habits and my actions don't reflect behind that, then people are going to be looking at me sideways. And so I felt like I led with the best foot forward. And, you know, after that kind of wasn't progressing the way that we would like, I just felt like I needed to take a step back. And that was the disappointing part. But I got to look out for myself as well. Like, I have a family, you know what I mean? I have my wife and future kids at some point, and you know, I want to honor them with my value as well, and I know what I bring to the table. And so that's kind of how it got to this place where I was understanding that things were going to progress, and they just haven't. And that's disappointing. And you know, on the heels of camp, it's kind of like, what now? And so I just want clarity, honestly, and we'll see where it goes from here. So you know, the deadlines obviously come up, and you know, we'll see where it goes from there. But without any progressive talking, without any communication, it's kind of just sits here like it is.
All right. And then this last one I'm going to play is the follow-up to that. It got specific. Like, what is the actual disconnect with the team? Here's what he said.
What is the disconnect as you see it? Is it just, I mean, beyond how they're treating you, the tone perhaps, is it just money? Is it your age? I know that's been mentioned at the time. What do you see as the disconnect?
You know, I'll try to keep the specifics of it between, you know, my agent and the team, but, you know, I think there is a disconnect of the value of what I bring to the table and how that applies to not only the fair market deal and the fair market value, but what I've proven up until this point and what I still know I can do at a very high level. And just speaking to the point of, you know, you bringing up age, like, obviously that is a part of the NFL. You know, I mean, Father Time is undefeated. But I think it's unfortunate that a general data point, not just for myself, but in general, is just used and not by a case-by-case basis. In my case, I've been blessed by the Lord and the actions that I take to take care of my body. I've never had a major surgery in my entire career. Thank God for that, you know what I mean? And on top of the work that I put in. But also, I haven't missed a game in four or five years. And I don't miss practice. You know, I play every game. And so who's to say, coming off this last season, I won't continue to play at a high level? I believe that. I truly do. And I know I'm going to put the work in to continue to do that at a high level and be bought in and be unselfish and be the guy that I know I've been. And to be quite frank with you, like, you know, even when it comes to guys who are approaching 30, like, my case is different, not only from a health standpoint, but this is only going to be my seventh year. A lot of people may not know my story, but at Ohio State, I really didn't play a lot my first 2 years. There's not a lot of tread on my tires. This is the first year we made a deep playoff run. You know what I mean? And I've been extremely healthy through all of that. And so to just, I'm not under the understanding that 30 just applies to me. I'm not dismissing that completely. You know what I mean? There are data points that support that. But how come it's not okay to honor and see, okay, this may be a different case. And based on what he's proven and showing no signs of deterioration, like, you know, I feel like that should be acknowledged as well. In general, you hope that there's a case-by-case basis and not a group thinking of, hey, this is this age group and, you know, they fit in this age group, so this is how we're going to treat them. I don't think that's quite right. It's the business. It depends on how each organization and front office see it. So, you know, that's kind of how that is. But, you know, 30 ain't old. You know what I mean? People making it seem like I need to start getting fitted for a walker and a cane. You know what I mean? No disrespect. You know what I mean? Because with age comes wisdom. You know what I mean? And I think my game is going to continue to mature in a great way as I go out through the course of the end of my career. And I don't think that's right now. I don't think that's near. And my ability to make catches at the catch point, people call it contested catches. I call it winning at the catch point. You know what I mean? I think that'll continue to stay. My speed, I still am a 4.3 guy. I'm the same guy just in January, you know, was able to take a slant in the NFC Championship game in a screen for a touchdown. I don't think that changes in 6 months, especially without no major injuries. And so, you know, I know that was a long, drawn-out answer, but I just wanted to kind of, you know, address that standpoint. But the specifics of the negotiations, I want to keep, you know, in-house as much as possible. But just speaking to the point of age and things like that, and I kind of...
You know, something hit me in that answer. It's the second time I've heard it, but something just occurred to me, and I'm going to share it with you when we come back. Because he definitely was talking age, as in, you know, maybe this is part of it in the negotiations. Yeah, you're not, you know, Amon-Ra St. Brown when we gave him that money in Detroit, you know, Lance Newmark and Brandon Sosna. So very interesting answer there. I'll tell you what I was thinking as I was listening to that when we come back, and then I'll give you my overall thoughts on this situation. Joe Theismann will join us at 11. If you want to weigh in, we'll open up phone lines in about 10 minutes, 15 minutes at 301-230-0980. Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980, the team980.com. You can also watch us on our Team 980 YouTube page. When you get there, subscribe to it and hit the like button.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Is there like a point of no return?
You know, I'm not going to really speculate on that yet. Obviously, where it stands now, it's not great. It's not good at all. And without any progression, then you have to take steps based off of where you're at. You know what I mean? There's a hope that I do want to continue to play here. And I do want to be a part of what's being built and what's going to be built. But at the same time, you know, you want to be valued by the front office and the ownership group and things like that. And, you know, it's just past just the words of it. It's, you know, the actions behind it. And I feel like I've proven who I am and who I'm going to continue to be, you know what I mean? And so, I mean, at some point, I guess you can say there's a point of no return. I don't think it's at that now, but I mean, there's a, you know, time is kind of ticking.
Yeah. He said too, I think in the follow up there, if I missed it there, he said, it's not great right now. Because I wrote that quote down after that question. That was J.P. Finley asking the question. So, real quickly, I wanted to just share the thought I had when he gave that answer where he was talking about age, you know, and 30 isn't old. You know, he's not walking around with a walker. And that, you know, he pitched very hard on, you know, age shouldn't be a part of this discussion. You know, it certainly was emphasized enough to make me believe that this may be part of the divide, right? You know, but he pitched that, you know, age means nothing, less wear and tear because he didn't play as much in college. You know, he doesn't see, you know, being able to take that, you know, wide receiver bubble screen to the house in a playoff game in Detroit changing anytime soon, nor do I. But it did occur to me. as he was talking about age, because this is something that's been a part of the conversation for a while now. We knew that there was a sort of tricky nature to this contract extension because he was entering age 30 season, and, you know, how was he going to see himself? Because he's not elite, but he's really good. Really good. Lance Newmark, the assistant general manager, and Brandis Sosna, the salary cap guy for this franchise, both came from Detroit, where, you know, among others, you know, getting deals done with Penei Sewell and getting done deals done with Jared Goff, they got a deal done before they left Detroit with Amon-Ra St. Brown. Amon-Ra St. Brown, when they signed the deal with him, the extension with him, he was 24. Last year was his age 25 season. But the deal essentially was a four-year, $120 million deal, 77 guaranteed. Okay, so $30 million a year for Amon-Ra St. Brown with $77 million guaranteed, entering his age 25 season when the contract extension last year took effect. You know, I know this is going to piss some of you off. Amon-Ra St. Brown is a better receiver than Terry McLaurin, okay, in every way, shape, and form. He has had three straight seasons of more than 100 catches. He's had three straight seasons of 1,100-plus yards, 1,500-plus yards, and 1,200-plus yards. And he's 25. Three straight Pro Bowls, two first-team All-Pro selections. Okay? I like Terry. I don't think Terry's that far away from Amon-Ra. I don't. I've been an Amon-Ra fan for a while, going back to when the Lions, you know, when he got there in 21 and they sucked. All right? I don't think he's in the Chase Jefferson category, but he's at the very top of the list of the receivers that come next. Where did he finish on this exec list? I didn't even look. He's got to be in the top 10, right?
Amon-Ra, I think he finished like
sixth. He finished sixth.
Yeah, a sixth.
Sixth. You know, I definitely would have had him in the top 10. I mean, he was way up there last year, right? He was seventh last year. So, you know, they're looking at Terry and they're saying, and I understand that deal was done a year and a half ago. It's a year and a half later. Price goes up, etc. But Amon-Ra was 24 when he signed the deal. And he got $30 million a year and $77 guaranteed, a much younger player, and you could certainly argue a better player. So if Terry's asking for more than that, the two guys that did the Amon-Ra St. Brown deal, they're probably saying, wait a minute, what are we doing here? Like, he's not worth that. We just gave Amon-Ra this, and he's a better player, and he's 5 years younger. Anyway, just a thought I had as I was listening to that answer, and he focused so much on age. All right, if you want to weigh in, phone lines are open, 301-230-0980. We'll do a lot of calls on the Terry situation. It is the number one situation with our team right now. Now, there is some, you know, there was a stadium deadline yesterday, you know, we know that I think the team can withstand maybe a few more weeks for the city council. We'll see what happens there. But right now, as we are less than a week away from veterans reporting for training camp, this is the number one story. Let me just start with this. I'm a Terry McLaurin fan. I know some of you don't believe that I am. I watch the league. Many of you do. Many of you don't. And I know that he is very good. But I also know that there are 8, 9, 10 guys that I would prefer and I would take over him. But they're not available. We have him. He's great. He was phenomenal last year with Jaden Daniels. I want him back. And I do think, and I'll cut to the chase here, I do think that a deal will get done. I hope it gets done before Tuesday. I think it'll get done at some point, and Terry will be a part of the team this year on a new contract. If he isn't and they don't get it done, he is under contract, and it certainly would not benefit him to hold out. Now, could he try to publicly force a trade? He could. The team's not trading Terry McLaurin at this point. You know, with 1 year left on his deal and him wanting to get paid, they're just not going to get enough back for him. You know, it's that situation where when you're trading a player that also the team that's acquiring him has to pay that player, it reduces the compensation. They're not trading him. I can't imagine they would trade him. So let me begin with this, and I've already said it. I like Terry. I want Terry, and I think Terry will be back. But yesterday was not a great look for that side of it. Okay, I'm not saying it was a great look for the team either, because he called the team out as essentially, you know, and it's one side, you know, there's always his side, her side, and the truth is somewhere in the middle. It's hard for me to believe when it takes two to tango that they haven't talked in a month solely because the team wasn't available to talk or to continue the negotiations. But I don't know for sure. That's just my hunch on that. I just thought that thing could have been managed much better and he would have looked much better. Because as it was going on, as I said earlier, it got annoying. It was too repetitive. It was too long. He was overselling himself. He doesn't need to do that. We know who he is. I think it should have been 10 minutes, and then the agent can continue to feed the sources he's been feeding in the media. Because we've only heard Terry's side, because Terry's agent has been feeding, you know, various people in the media. That's why we've heard stuff previously. It's not coming from the team, obviously, and we could tell that yesterday. So, number one, Terry's not happy, and he's hurt more than anything else. You know, he's hurt that the team doesn't see it the way he does. This happens in business, man. It happens. You got to get over it. You know, he was, you could tell he was hurt because of the history here. He's a beloved player, and he went through the just absolute worst of times that anybody could go through with an organization and was first class while doing it. Doesn't necessarily matter to this group because they didn't draft him and they didn't pay him back in 2022. But it's the way he feels. As he said, he doesn't think age matters. He's a number one wide receiver. And, you know, I think while he didn't say this specifically, he implied that he's one of the very best number ones. So that's the big takeaway, is just how frustrated, disappointed, unhappy and hurt he is because they have come to this situation, and he feels like they should see what his worth is. It should be in alliance with what he believes it to be, and we shouldn't be having this because he's Terry McLaurin and he has stuck it out and he's been the most professional of pros. He wants to be here. He really has no choice because he's under contract. He could try to force a trade publicly, but he should want to be here. He's playing in an offense that's perfect for him with a quarterback who is great for him. Now I'll get to the point where I'm not probably going to make some of you happy, but this is how I feel. You know, Tommy said to me on the podcast yesterday, he was very blunt and to the point. He was, it just went on too long. Again, I would have kept it short and sweet. I would have kept it 10 minutes, more of a statement read after this thing, rather than holding, you know, a press conference that got almost unwieldy at the end where he's talking about his Italy trip. And he's very likable, you know. But again, no one there to manage it. No one there to manage it. I think for me, what's most interesting about this is there are two answers from the team standpoint. One, this is the style in which they are going to negotiate for long-term contract extensions. Remember, Sosna and Newmark have plenty of experience. Penei Sewell, Jared Goff, Amon-Ra St. Brown. They got deals done. Now, in San Francisco, our general manager, a lot of those deals got done, but there was a process, and it was more or less kind of waiting the player and the agent out. You know, I mentioned recently Kittle, Bosa, and Aiyuk's deals were all done very late in camp, just before the regular season ended. You know, August 29th, August 30th, and I think September 4th for the three of those. And remember, Brandon Aiyuk was very frustrated last summer, similarly to what Terry is now with the 49ers. But not in, you know, Aiyuk, I thought, took it to the point where it was unprofessional. Terry has not done that, you know. And by the way, let me be clear. It wasn't Terry's fault that the press conference went on for 35 minutes. That is somebody in his camp that decided that this was what they were going to do. You got to manage it. But to me, the interesting thing here is it style, and it's just the way the team is going to negotiate, you know, contracts, and we'll just get used to it? Or is it skepticism? Why is this happening? Why doesn't the team believe that it makes sense to get a deal done maybe even a little bit over what they believe the market to be, and get it done quickly because it's Terry McLaurin? Why? I don't have the answer to that. I don't. But if it's not style, and it wasn't necessarily the style of the Detroit guys, but it was the style of the 49er guy in the organization, if it's not, what is their skepticism? What is it? It may be what I just said. Amon-Ra St. Brown, a year and a half ago, basically, signed a deal that pays him $30 million a year, and he got $77 million guaranteed. He was 24 when he signed it. The first year he played on it, he was 25. And there isn't, it's hard to make the case that Terry is better than Amon-Ra St. Brown. It's hard to make the case that he's equal to Amon-Ra St. Brown. The numbers certainly don't say that. Yeah, of course, Amon-Ra St. Brown was with Ben Johnson and Jared Goff and an offense that was high octane for the last couple of years. Sure. And maybe Terry would have produced the same thing in Detroit. As I said before, Terry was 19th in receptions, 32nd in yards, second in touchdowns in the league. Where is that skepticism, if that's what it is? I have a feeling it's a combination of style and skepticism. I do. I trust right now, and I have a feeling that I am going to be in the minority on this. I trust the team in handling this right now. It's not just a benefit of the doubt situation. Okay, I, you know, was on board with just, hey, benefit of the doubt, Kev, once new ownership took over. And, you know, I want to give somebody the benefit of the doubt because we haven't been able to do it in years. And they have certainly built up some equity in almost everything they've done. Not everything, but almost everything they've done. This is the first big contract negotiation. I think I am on team front office on this. I think there's some smoke here. I think yesterday's press conference was some smoke. And there may have been a little bit more that I haven't mentioned that I'll mention when we come back. We'll take a couple of calls. Joe's going to jump on with us at 11, and then we'll get back to your calls after Joe. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
All right, here's what's happening on this, what is it, Wednesday, July 16th. The MLB All-Star Game ended in a historic swing-off. The AL stormed back after being down 6-0 to tie the game and send it to the swing-off. Kyle Schwarber won it for the National League with 3 home runs on 3 swings. And Wizards Summer League, they lost last night to the 76ers by a score of 74-58. Bub Carrington, Alex Sarr, Keyshawn George, Trey Johnson, and Will Riley, all DNPs due to coach's decision. AJ Johnson led the team with 20 points, and second-round pick Jameer Watkins had 10 himself. Tonight, they will take on Ace Bailey and the Utah Jazz at 10 p.m. And last night, the Mystics also fell to the LA Sparks by a score of 99-80. Shakira Austin led the team with 16 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists. Kelsey Plum and the Sparks had one hell of a night with 4 players scoring 15 or more points. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If we're taking sides, I'm on the team side on this, but I do think it'll get done, and I want it to get done, and I want him to feel good about the deal when it is done. But I thought yesterday was not the best look for him personally, and I'm not saying it was his fault at all. Thought it was too long. I think he oversold too much, and I think that there's a disconnect for me because there's skepticism on the team's part. I think that's part of it. And I think we heard that from Terry, you know, essentially, you know, wondering why the team won't get this done. It could ultimately be this is just going to be their style. I am open to that possibility. But there's some skepticism. There may be some stuff we don't know. It may be difficult with Terry's agent, perhaps. You know, I think Terry is certainly one of his biggest clients. Yesterday, whether it was the agent or his PR person, that was just a bit much and needed to get control of that thing for sure. And I'm going to mention one other thing in addition to the Amon-Ra St. Brown thing that I talked about with Sosna and Newmark in particular. Do you know on this top 10 wide receiver list with honorable mentions and others receiving votes, there are three of the top four Super Bowl contenders odds-wise don't have a receiver in the top 10 on the honorable mention list or even in any of the receivers that got others receiving votes? Kansas City, Baltimore, and Buffalo. What do they all have in common? Elite level quarterbacking. And from the team standpoint, they may view this as he elevates everybody to such a ridiculously high level. We can't overpay someone that we believe in and we want to be a part of this, but to pay him like he's one of the absolute best receivers in the game at 30 years old. Because the truth is, he's going to elevate almost anybody to a very high level. Now, do I want Terry on this team? Do I think they need Terry on this team? I do. But Baltimore, Buffalo, and Kansas City, three of the top four odds-on favorites to win the Super Bowl, they don't have a receiver, any of those teams, in the top 10, any of the seven honorable mention guys, or any of the nine others receiving votes. So what is that, like 26 receivers are listed, somewhere around there. And they don't have one of them. It's because they have Mahomes, Allen, and Jackson. And we've got Jaden. Jeremy, kick it off for us. What do you say about the whole Terry McLaurin contract situation?
Man, you're throwing out so many tidbits that I need to react to. But let me first provide some context. I'm 47 years old. I've been a huge Washington fan. I've been through it. So I love Terry. Very, very, very good receiver. Great guy. Of course, we want him back. But I cannot stand all of the people on social media screaming, pay the man, just pay him, give him the money. That makes zero sense, right? First of all, he's not a top five receiver. Definitely not top five. Most likely not top 10, but right on the cusp. So it's a really interesting place for him to be. What's really curious to me is, like, who has the leverage, right? Because he had a great year, no doubt, but he's going to regress from a touchdown perspective. We have a generational quarterback that is amazing, right? So Washington's probably, to your point, saying he's going to elevate all of the players around him. Terry knows that. Where's Terry going to go? Like, where can Terry go that he's going to have a better opportunity? Where's he also going to go? Say no deal is struck, right? If he doesn't agree to play this year, what happens to Terry? I'm asking. I don't know.
His contract wouldn't accrue, and therefore he'd be right back where he is now a year from now if he were to hold out. He's not holding out. Nobody. I mean, the Le'Veon Bell situation doesn't really exist anymore. Everybody understands and learned from that.
If he held out, would he be able to sign wherever he wanted?
No.
After next year?
No. Okay. No, he'd stay again. So, the contract would not actually be, you know, the accrual of the contract would not take place because he didn't play. You have to play a certain number of games, I believe. Remember, we went through that with Trent Williams.
So to your point, right, the top three Super Bowl contenders don't have a receiver that's listed. I think I read or looked up myself that the top 10 out of 15 highest paid receivers didn't make the playoffs last year, which is wild. Now, again, love Terry. There's a lot, but you don't pay. Our old leadership would just throw money at Terry and just pay the man whatever he wants. We're too good now. We're too smart. And we have Jaden. It's wild that he has helped Terry get to this point, but he's also hurting Terry.
Yeah.
And look, Terry and Zach, I don't even know how to say his name. Zacharias. They both had 10 receptions for 120 yards and two TDs versus the Eagles. Jeremy, he is.
Yeah, the great call, and I appreciate it. I got to get to Joe. Everybody on hold, stay there, because when we're done with Joe, we'll get back to calls, I promise. If you want to drop and call back, that's fine, and I apologize because this hour got away from me. But it is interesting to kind of figure out who's got the leverage, right? Terry's under contract, so from that standpoint, he's not got a lot of leverage. But at the same time, the team wants to win now. And they don't want to look bad in the handling of this because of the way the fan base feels about him and the way the locker room feels about him. People watch this stuff. How much it matters, I don't know. Joe Theismann will join me next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.